Is Burger the open on Rish Lakish?
You want to say it again?
No.
They had no one to relate to, right? And they were lonely and they lost their minds. What am I telling you here?
How can you be on such that high of a level and that happen? How does that?
If you can't relate to the people you're in your life, that's called loneliness. I mean, there's something about you. Now, something about it can't be expressed. We're gonna get there. That's what loneliness is. Loneliness is when life is smooth. A smoothie is loneliness. What's a smoothie? Right? A smoothie is some sort of, right? A smoothie, that's loneliness. Why is it, this is Chumash, this is a Pshat in Chumash, why is it to remove Adam HaRishon's loneliness, make him an Ezer, make him a helper? Tana de Messiah lecha. You make a statement, you know, you go out with your wife, right? I like sushi. Yeah, my clone also. Yeah, I like sushi. I like sushi with the salmon. Yeah, I like sushi with the salmon, right? Let's go to the opera. Okay, we go to the opera, right? You know, you're going to have your clone. All your children are going to be clones of you, right? You're going to have a girl that looks like your wife and a boy that looks like you. They're all going to be the same children, right? Right? They're going to do whatever you do, right? You have this mishpachat clones. Family clone, right? Interesting life, right? You like that? All your children exactly the same, right? They dress the same. They look the same. You have a regiment here, right? That's what you want. Hey, that's what you want. Anyone, we could do it. You could see it. It could be done, right? You'd want that? No. Isn't it interesting if you have your child looks a little different from you? He has interesting things, right? Isn't that more interesting? Why? Let's go back to Pshat Chumash. Chumash says, I'm going to make you an Ezer Kenegdo, a helper against you. Why against you? Why against you? Why does a woman have to be so different? She's physically different. You know, you read these books. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, right? They're different. That's what the Talmud book tells you. They're different. Why different? Why are you attracted to this different woman? You're not attracted to the men, right? Why are you attracted to women? Why difference? What are you looking for difference? You should know, the reason people are attracted to men on a deeper level is because they're not looking for connect their own life.
The reason people are attracted to men?
The Ramban says when a person does person goes for his desires, he's looking for the smoothie in life. And the desires become so elevated.
Ramban.
He becomes attracted to men.
Wow. Again?
When a person delves into his desires, like he has an overdose of desires, his desires become so great, he becomes attracted to men, he becomes attracted to animals, because his desires are so great, he desires everything. You understand what I'm saying?
What was the first thing you said about liking men? You said if they want
a
smooth...
No, easy. People, when you're going after your desires, we're going to explain it soon. When you go after your desires, that's exactly what loneliness is. So the type of relationship you're having is a lonely relationship. But I'm going to explain what I mean. I'm going to explain it. I haven't explained it completely yet. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Well, what are you laughing?
Because it's so interesting.
Okay, now I'm going to explain to you.
I'm gonna come back to.
I want to explain to you understand what I'm talking about, because it's related to our individuals' lives. Everyone, to an extent, is lonely, and there's a reason for that, and that's what we want to work on. I want you to understand why you're lonely. What's your problem with your lives? And I also want to answer the question: why Adam HaRishon was lonely, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, God told him to do the opposite of Adam HaRishon. Before the Chet, Adam had no avoda. The Nachash was around. He listened to the Nachash. Go away, leave me alone. He wasn't listening to him. There was no pitui. There was no fight. When Chava was born, when Chava was created, right, now began something which is different from him. Something which is different from him, which he had to connect to. There was work to be done. And that's what Adam HaRishon was looking for. Chazal tell us, and this is a deep, I'm not going to explain this Chazal, Chazal says, this is Ari, Chazal say that really Adam HaRishon should have eaten from the Eitz HaDaas. On Shabbos it would have been Eitz HaDaas Tov V'ra, it would have been only Eitz HaDaas Tov. During the week it was Tov V'ra because the weekday has also this aspect of Ra. Shabbos has no aspect of Ra, no aspect of bad. And the Eitz HaDaas would have been only good on Shabbos. And has he connected on Shabbos with his wife? That's what means eating from Eitz HaDaas. The world would have come to Tikkuno, would have come to its fulfillment, and would have gone to Olam Haba. That's it, it would have ended. Why did Adam HaRishon do this? You know why? Why was he chote? Think. Think for a second. You guys, if I told you, I'm going to give you a life in the Hawaiis. You're going to sit there, I'm going to bring you whatever drinks you want, whatever food you want. You just sit and enjoy the bathing sun. You guys want it? That's a prison statement. That's a prison sentence. You really, honestly, do you guys really want that? No. Does anyone who honestly wants that? No. So why would Adam HaRishon want it either? That's called, the Zohar calls that Nama de Kisufa, bread of shame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam that he would be able, through his actions, to receive that bread. That he had the yecholet, the ability to choose good and evil, and the choice of good would make that bread, bread that he worked for. That means there had to be, in order for this bread to be bread that you worked for, there has to be nigudim. There has to be something against you. He wanted that something against you. The way he was created, he was lonely. He didn't have that something against him. When his wife was created, she was created to be against him. She was created to be different from him. She was created that he had to work. That was the purpose of creating her. And that's the deeper pshat that she brought him to the chet. She brought him to a higher level of nigudim, a higher level of against him. You understand what I'm saying? Before she was around, Nachash, leave me alone.
She brought him to a higher level of what?
Of nigudim, of against you. The world then, after the chet, the world became against him. His life became against him. You understand what I'm saying? Now the Nachash wasn't outside, the Nachash was inside. The Yetzirah was inside. It wasn't a Yetzirah outside, the Yetzirah was inside. Not only do you have this wife, which is Nigudim, right? Which is against you. She's against you in a way that it's her helper. Because she's going to bring you to the level where you're going to be working and not getting Nama the Kisufa. Nama that you worked for. Bread that you worked for. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? It's clear? It makes sense what I'm saying? Because I'm going to go weiter.
But why is it... What's the explanation that it's good to have a wife here?
Here? Yeah. That's the pshat. The pshat is, no one wants the Hawaiis.
No one wants the Hawaiis.
No one wants to sit around and just benefit. You want to do some sort of work. So he's created a wife, right, who was different. There had to be a work to develop together, to connect. What it means, if the expression, a stone, right? A stone is a stone. You hold it, it drops. You throw it, it can break stuff, right? A stone, whatever is the properties of a stone are. If man was created in a way that it was natural, he did things which were natural, like the sun and the moon and the stars and the animals, it was his natural ability to do whatever he did. That's not a creation. That's not a creation that he becomes a person who can earn his reward. In order to be able to earn your reward, you have to have the ability of not earning it, of doing lehefach. You understand? Otherwise, all you become is this animal that eats his food. So, okay, so Adam HaRishon was this higher level animal, right? Spiritual animal, right? Malach. But where, you know, I can talk to you, I can find out everything about the world, but it's not hard for me. I don't have to schwitz over Gemara. I don't have to work anything. You tell me. I understand. Finished. I talk to the animals. I understand his essence. Well, Philip, it's not a hard for me. It's poshut. That's what he wants. You understand? The nigud and the ability that there's a choice of falling or elevating, that nigud helps you to choose good. So the woman's there is the allowing of the ability to choose wrong, because with her you can have a relationship which is a wrong relationship. And that's what he did. He had a relationship with him on the weekday, when there was still, there wasn't, it brought, his expression wasn't complete good expression. That's why Cain was born and Hevel were born. Cain represents all the Ra in the world. Hevel represents all the good in the world, right? Because there's Mu'ur of Ra and Tov, right? So according to Rashi, that's Pshat Rashi. According to Ramban, was after the Chet, right? You understand what I'm saying?
If it's only good, it's not good.
It's only good, it's not good, by definition.
Like without the option of bad, you're saying, just to clarify, just for myself, you're saying without the option of bad, then there's no option really to do good, because everything is just, it's neutral state.
Yeah, it's not neutral state. It's just you're sitting there and benefiting. Good is just a benefit. Good is just a natural feeling. You understand what I'm saying? So the nigudim, the hardships, the work that we have to do, those are the things that bring us to not be alone. You understand what I'm saying? The pasuk says Adam was alone, created Chava. Why did he create Chava? What does it mean to be alone? Be alone means sitting around and benefiting. Animals are very lonely, in a sense. A stone is a lonely thing. If I want to talk about someone lonely, what do I describe? A stone. A stone's lonely, he has no interactions. Oh, you know, I had a conversation the other day with this other stone. He was telling me that when he was, you know, he was used for throwing on a car on Shabbos. And he said, what a thrill it was for him, right? He says he's just waiting for someone to pick him up and throw him again, right? I don't know what he's saying. No, that's good. Maybe Walt Disney, you have these things. But it's relating a person's reality to a stone. A stone's not that reality.
He must have been angry.
Huh?
He was angry.
Angry, doing it a favor.
He was used for a malacha.
I'm just a joke. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, what's this nigudim? He was created a wife who has nigudim. Why? What happened? What mitzvah did they have? The only mitzvah they have, and this is the same mitzvah, the truth is, the mitzvah of pruvu, that's the mitzvah they had. The mitzvah of pruvu is taking your essence, I mean physically your DNA, your essence, expressing it in a good way to another person, that it has expression, and it gets fulfilled its expression. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah?
What was that?
That's the mitzvah of pruvu. We speak about this many times. When we spoke about simcha, we spoke about this. But I wanted to understand it from the psukim. I want to understand it in terms of our reality, our everyday reality.
Now,
in a good way to another person, that it has, my expression, productive, yeah. There's something there. That's what the woman is. Okay, we're not going into what a woman is now, right? But that's what it is. Now, if it's easy, if your expression is just a natural thing, it's naturally, the sun expresses itself, it radiates rays. The moon expresses itself, it reflects the rays of the sun, it moves. That's a natural expression. That's a lonely expression, you understand? That's not an expression of something which is, a stone has an expression. If it falls off the table, it drops, right? But it doesn't have a creative expression, doesn't have pruvu. I'm speaking on a certain level. On a certain level, everything does have, because it's related to man. But on a simple level, it doesn't have. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? So what is the removal of loneliness? The removal of loneliness is when you have nigudim, you have things which are against you, that prevent your expression of self in a good way. And when you express yourself in a good way, you know, when there's nigudim, when there's these things that are against you, then you're at one with your creation, you're at one with yourself, and you're one with your wife and your fellow man. You understand what I'm saying? And that's when you learn Revolbi. You don't understand what I'm saying? Okay, right.
I'm sorry.
So, what's this? We're talking about man coming to his wife, right? We saw that with the animals, lo nitkar data. What's das? Das means the ability to connect our upper self to our lower self. That's why when a person, Gemara says, en kishu ela ladas, a person doesn't get excited only if he has das. It means he places his mind on something. That means his thinking must relate to his ability to connect. That means there's something in his thought which causes that connection. Right? Now, we're talking about proper connection. We're not talking about any connection. When you know, you can connect to a Gemara. Your thinking is connecting you. If your whole being is in this learning, you're connected to it. If your whole being is to something else, you're connected to it. You can connect to good things, and there you have a, and therefore you have a desire for them, and the desire increases. Or you can connect to not such good things, and the desire, you connect to them, and your desire increases to that, right? That's Eitz Das. That's why it's Eitz Das Tov Ra, the ability to connect. Your Das can connect you to Tov or Ra. Beforehand, Adam Rishon didn't have this Das. He didn't connect in these two ways. He just had thinking, right? He saw things clearly. Obviously, there's nothing to do. You don't put your finger in a fire. Don't do that. You understand? This ability to connect means the ability to express. That means it has to be expression of self. That's what the mitzvah puruvu. That's what he did with his wife. The mitzvah puruvu with his wife, when he did it with the animals, that's why his Rashi says he had relations with the animals. Lo nitkarar dato. What is lo nitkarar dato? There could not be a full expression of his inner self. This is a cow. I'm Adam. No. You know, moo, moo, moo. Doesn't work. There's something about you, cow, that I can't express myself. I don't feel full expression with you. I see what you are. I understand exactly what you are. You're called para. But I'm not that. There's more of me here that can't be expressed. Lo nitkarar dato. There was not a full expression. There was not a resting of his das. You understand what I'm saying? Then he met his wife that was taken from him. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu built her. And now he had full expression. Zota Pam, Etzimatz, my Bessam Sari. And only if she was something different from him, only if she was made a helper against him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his what's it called? We don't know what he built, how he built it, but he built, we know. You see women nowadays, they're different. It's not our clone. He didn't take a clone, he didn't take the DNA of Adam and create Achava. It's not a clone. She was created differently from him.
I thought Keneged meant similar to.
No, Keneged means against you.
Against you.
Against you means different from you. And the resolving of those differences, if you resolve those differences by giving and by connecting, that brings you to real proper self-expression and to real oneness and not loneliness. Connecting with your clone is not a problem. It's natural. The sun is natural the way it behaves. The stone is natural the way it behaves. There's no connection. Connection has to be, and when it's exciting, with something which is different from you. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? Clear? You know what I'm saying? Make sense now? That's what removes loneliness. The same as simcha. We said simcha, but this also removes loneliness. And in our lives, right, we have those differences in our lives. We have those problems. Those problems are not the boring things in our lives. Those are not the things we run away from, right? Those are the things which are given to us. We connect. If you run away from them and you want the smoothie, the Hawaiian, right? And the hemshech of that, you're going to be a lonely boy.
What's the hemshech?
Is a continuation in that way, you're going to be a lonely boy. So when a person goes after his desires, that's natural. The goof is natural. You don't find, you know, learning Gemara, where are you, Neshama? Let's go for it. I'm tired. I didn't sleep enough last night. Shacharis. The alarm. Okay, yeah, right? The alarm. It's cold outside, right? There's Nigudim. Get up. What happens when you do that? You feel good about it afterwards, right? You'd have a nate. I'd have a nate today, right? You feel good when you do. The bigger the good, and you feel better. Why does this guy who climbs Everest, right? Why does he feel good he climbed Everest? He's a tremendous mountain climber. He's a tremendous mountain climber. You know that hill over there? Climb it. How do you feel about climbing the hill? Oh, he's just a walk up. He climbed Everest. He nearly fell. He had to use his mountain skills. He had full expression. He went to where man's mountain skills were tested at the heights of testing, and he reached Everest. You know, people get killed climbing Everest?
Every year, a lot of people.
They get killed climbing Everest, and they still want to do it? Why? Why do they want to pick Everest? Pick a smaller mountain. Why? They want a full expression of their climbing skills. Then they feel we expressed ourselves. They feel real. They're exhilarated. It's not because they want to face death. They don't want to face death. But they want to try out, express fully their skills, their mountain skills. So no one wants Everest in their lives, right? We don't want that. But when they come, you have to know that's what you're given. You're given those Everest to climb it. And we have emunah that we're not going to die. Chas v'shalom. It's given to us in a measure that we can cope with. You can push it off for the moment if you feel you can't cope with it and come back to it. You know you're going to have to come back to it. And those nigudim in life, now that it's in us, the Yetzirah is in us, that's what the real nigud is, the Yetzirah, right? This nachash, right, was in us. That's what is easier. In the start, as soon as Chava was born, we had just, the nachash came onto the scene. We didn't hear of him beforehand. I don't know if you saw him. Go away, leave me alone. Right? Didn't talk to him. There's nothing to talk to. As soon as nigudim, the greater nigudim was created. Adam Rishon wanted not only a little bit of work, he wanted a lot of work. He didn't want Naam with Kisufa. But you understand what I'm talking about. You understand it. It makes sense to you. Who wants Hawaii? And at the same time, you guys are all sitting there, Rabbi, Topol, you ever heard of Topol, this Hifidl on the roof guy? If I were God, right? If I was a rich man, right? What vast eternal plan if I was a wealthy man, you know? Rabbi, I like this girl. She's nice. I would marry her. But why did God have to make it a little bit wider? It could just be a little thinner. Just be a little narrower. Why all the girls I get are 28 years old? Why can't they give me an 18-year-old? Why are the Shadchanim so makbid on age? Right? Why does it come down the road like that? To me, why? Or, I want to learn, but why can't you just, put in one of these discs, that the Hebrew language will be, at my fingertips, I can be a Baki and Gemara and Chumash, right? Why not? Why are you giving me all these nikudim? Would it change, you have all these empires, you have all these countries, you have all these things. What are you doing? Just change a little bit. I'm not asking for a lot. Just, plug in the Hebrew. Why have to work for these things? A little bit of parnasa here and there. Right? Why are you giving all these hardships? Because I don't want you to be alone. I want you to have a happy life. I want you to work on yourself. And when you do that, you're going to be happy. If you don't do that, you want Hawaii and the smoothie, and the thing that way, it's a very lonely path. Yeah.
Based off of this shir, I feel like this is an appropriate question to ask. And I've asked it before. How then do we reconcile that lesson that you don't want a boring, lonely life with diving for Geula, which seems like a very the very opposite to that?
Good question. Very good question. Very good question. It's not such a simple question. In actual fact, a similar question the Chofetz Chaim asks. What do you want Mashiach for? Mashiach comes along, Yom HaDin, right? Then you have Tchias HaMesim. It's the end of Avoda, the end of work. What's the difference between that and death? You got anyone, Chas v'Shalom, anyone wants to die? Yom HaDin. World of neshamas, floating around with the Kodesh Baruch over there, enjoying yourself, right? What's the difference? Right? Anyone we daven, please can... Chas v'sholem, anyone davens like that? Even more. Now, if you were... Say you were a sholem person, you were a complete person. The Groh, you heard of the Groh? The Gaon Mevilna? When he learned, it doesn't happen to me, but when he learned, his learning was such a high level that it created angels. And these angels wanted to reveal him, not Pshat Chumash, wanted to reveal him the sodas of life. The revelations of life, what really Chumash means. He, when he learned Chumash, he learned Kabbalah in Chumash, he learned Gemara in Chumash. He could see it all in Chumash. But you know what level we're talking about? Now, when he was about to die, the whole Palmalia Shamara, all the heavenly angels came down to greet him. Yeah, pretty nice. Yeah. Hi, Michael. Hi, Raphael. Hi, Gabriel. Right? Great. What was he doing at the time? You think he didn't notice? You think he didn't know? Of course he knew. He had angels visiting him. You think he didn't know? He sent them away because he wanted to work by himself. Gid kapecha. What did he do? You know what he did? He cried. Why did he cry? Elder Sitzis. He started crying. What did he say? For a few prutot, for a few shekels, right? I can buy mitzvahs in this world. I can't do that in the world to come. I can't grow anymore. I can't grow anymore. There's no more nigudim. I can't grow in my life. And the Maisa, it's a Mishnah. This dichotomy is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Mishnah says, I forgot which order says it, all of this world, take all the enjoyments of this world, you put them in together, all of them, the best enjoyments, you put, think from day one to day, whatever. You put them all together in an hour, put them all together, pack them all in. The whole life in this world is not worth one moment in the world to come in terms of enjoyment and pleasure. And the same Mishnah says, and your whole life in the world to come is not worth one moment in this world. Make your mind up, you know. Chazal, come on, make your mind up. How can that be? Answer, this is the world of Avodah. This is the world of growth. That's what we're here for. That's the world of schar, of pleasure, of enjoyment. If we don't work, we won't get that. But when we finish this world, who wants to finish this world? Who wants Mashiach? Chas v'shalom. So why do you want Mashiach? You understand your question is a good question. Why do you want Mashiach? We want Mashiach for Klal Yisrael, for the world, and for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That all the tzaras, all these things, will be clarified. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't worry, he'll bring it when we're ready. That's our emunah. He'll bring it, that's the difference. He'll bring it when we've been mashlim, what we're here for. We'll finish what we are here for. Because that's the tafkid of the world. Tafkid of the world is all the neshamas here will finish off with their nigudim, will finish off with what they were here for, and they'll come to a final state of rest. So that's aimunah, because we have the aimunah, so we can ask for Yemot HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? Whereas death we don't ask for. Because who says a person can die and not finish his proper what he's here for? You understand what I'm saying? That's the difference. It's a good question. So I think the question the Chafetz Chaim asks. You understand what I'm saying? Now, how we get onto that? We got up to about Nigudim and about it's 11 o'clock and about right and about what we were saying. Just go back. I wanted to understand this concept of loneliness. Anyone has to leave can leave. I didn't finish. I have to. But anyone wants to leave can leave. No, anyone wants to leave. Right? You guys have things to do. Maybe you're poor, you can leave if you need to do things. I don't know what your schedules are. Right? But basically it's like this. To answer our original question, after the chet, the nigudim was inside. So it's sufficient to a person through learning Torah to work on nigudim, right? And if he's on that level, he can work on his yetzara from bifnim, he doesn't need to get married. But we're not on that level. We need the outside help to work on our nigudim. But before the chet, there's no nigudim inside. There's no nigudim inside. So they had to be created, the nigudim, right? They had to be created, these things, which was his isha, in order for him to have proper expression with something which was different from him. You understand the difference? You understand? That's the difference. And that's what our lives. Life is full of these nigudim. Life, whether it's in ourselves, whether it's in the world around us, facing life, whether it's when we get married, right? And marriage helps you to find those nigudim within yourself. When your children press those buttons, or your wife, right? You have to work on yourself. It's much harder to work on yourself. Much harder. It's easy to sit around with a stender and learn Torah, right? You get married and things happen, you have to find parnasa, and you have to do this, and you have to do all sorts of things which you don't normally. You know, I'd love to sit in the yeshiva and learn. But you have to go home, you have to make food, you have to do all sorts of things which you don't. Change chitulim, change diapers, sit with the kids, do all sorts of things. Some of you like, some of you don't like. I don't know you're a particular, I'll be honest with you, I don't particularly like changing my child's diapers. It's not one of my big tanugim. But there's a work on you. And when you do it, you feel good. You helped out your child. You did something for your child. It's a chesed. It's a chesed. Can't get a better chesed than that. Well, your child's not even gonna remember you changed his diapers. You get up in the middle of the night fame. You're not even gonna remember it. Dad, you know, I remember when I was 2 years old and I was screaming at night with my teeth coming out, right? You got up from me. He doesn't even remember it. You remember, he doesn't remember. And when you see your children growing up and you cry and you remember how much you worked to get them to where they were today, right? And how many nights you lost sleep because this one, maybe something happened to him on the way, and this one's happened on the way, right? They don't even realize these things. I don't know how much you worry about them. But that makes you into a giving person. Then you're working in the goodie. That's what's not becoming lonely. And that's why we live in a very lonely society. Because what does society teach us? We're the consumer. Ferrari with no nigudim.
Ben and Jerry's.
Pizza. Just enjoy. Hawaii's. Enjoy. And what happens? What happens when you don't go against your nigudim? So you enjoy. And the enjoyment makes you desire more. So you want more enjoyment. And then you go again. And you go again. And you go again. Until it's with girls. And then it's with drugs. And then it's with other things. Right? Until, like the Ramban says, your desire becomes so great, you even begin to desire men or other things or whatever, right? Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. You understand what I'm saying? And then you're lonely. You're lonely. You're lonely. And that's what you have. You have a society, a lonely society, a non-giving society, a breaking down of marriage life. People are lonely. You have all the technology of how to plug yourself into a computer and enjoy yourself, right? Matrix, right? People play computer games because they don't want to relate to their nigudim in life, because they came so used to going on that path, and they don't realize that that's the path of loneliness. That's the part of not connecting to your reality. That's not life. And this is not only Torah life. I'm reading Adam and Rishon. This is for Goyim as well. The Torah is speaking about how you should live. Torah is teaching you what life's about. Facing those nigudim and accepting them. Wherever they are in your life. And then you won't be lonely. If you don't face them, you're going to be a lonely guy. Then you're going to feel lonely. And that's what depression. If you notice, when a person gets depressed, he has desires for things. Because that's what happens. It's related to that. Okay? B'zah Hashem, Shavu Haba, we'll go back to Revolvi. Okay? You understand? You understand what... You understand the concept? You understand what loneliness is all about and how not to be lonely? We're not interested in being lonely, we're interested in not being lonely.
Hit him again.
Not being lonely, okay, come on. Who said hit him?
You said the removal of loneliness, having things that are against you, which prevent you from
being lonely. Full expression comes when you work against those nigudim, and then you have full expression of yourself. Do I tell you something?
Nigudim prevent you from expressing yourself?
No. Nigudim are there to help you to express yourself.
But initially,
they prevent going over them. Like climbing Everest. If I climb the hill, right?